Well, maybe here are maybe one or two people, and maybe who haven't heard Lamrim before, but most people have heard Lamrim before. And that is, some people have heard Lamrim, even not complete, but most part of it. Several times like this. So however, and the purpose of practicing Dharma, meditation, that is because what we wish is happiness, what we do not wish is suffering, and then to eliminate completely the whole entire suffering, well, then including the complete root of the suffering, that's the only by practicing the Holy Dharma. Only by practicing Holy Dharma. There is no other way. No other way to completely liberate oneself from all the sufferings, and also to completely liberate other sentient beings from the suffering. There is no other way without depending on the Holy Dharma, the inner development. So then that is it. It is clear that the suffering, more than it cannot be pacified, more than by, you know, by external phenomena. But that is very clear, you know. If you just watch, if you just look at the world, for the world, only the, the wealthy countries, you know, and the poor countries, the wealthy people who has everything what is possible that you can get in the world, however, they all have, you know, how much they are wealthy, you know, with all the material possession, you know, what is possible to be, you know, to be actualized in the world, to get, wouldn't they even have everything, wouldn't they? Still, how much they manage, how much they try with the external methods, you know, how much they try, many different ways, you know, by going under the earth, by flying in the sky, wouldn't, by going in the water, wouldn't, by trying with so many other means, you know, or external means. However, the mind never gets satisfied, and the peace of mind never gets established. Never get obtained. However, then like this. However, we can see so this we can see so clearly. However, but then even once if it's possible by material by material development, you know, what in the if the suffering can be eliminated in this world, you know, the highly developed countries, America, so by now all Americans they would be completely free from they wouldn't be one single American left who is not liberated from suffering. The only people who are suffering might be those undeveloped, uncivilized country people. Then Nepal, you know, Nepal, India, or Tibet, something like that. Anyway, something like this. However, then one is living in the city, you know, even modern day. You know, having everything, even one say, you know, out of city, solitary place, you know, where there's nothing, you know. Even one is living alone, wouldn't they suffer? Even one is reached on the moon, sun, wouldn't, on those high planets, you know, where one go, being away from all the cities, from all the material possessions, that doesn't mean free from suffering. Doesn't mean free from suffering. You know, even one has reached on such high planets, nothing like that. Even one is alone, wouldn't they? That one is not liberated from suffering, just only by changing the place, or then by not having material possessions, or something like that. So even one doesn't have this body, still there is suffering. One is not liberated from suffering. Even one has only consciousness, if what you possess, what you have is only consciousness. Still we are not liberated from suffering. What after? Right after. After death, the consciousness has trouble. Consciousness has to trouble. Without by leaving this body. But that doesn't mean that consciousness, which doesn't live with this body, that it doesn't mean that it is liberated from suffering. Actually, it is in the suffering. Because why the consciousness is still not free from suffering? Because this consciousness is it's still bound, by the state and unsubdued minds. When the anger, ignorance, attachment, what those disturbing aspects of the mind. Even we have all our consciousness, it is bound by that. By such as disturbing aspects of the mind, ignorance. What an air, its action, its action, its power, its action, karma. What are like that? So therefore, even we have consciousness alone, still it is not free from the suffering. So like this. So the root of all the sufferings, other than that we human beings, all the animal creatures, what they experience is the disturbing unsubdued mind, what is the ignorance. Hallucinating, believing that the self, that the self is inherently existent. Inherently existent, self-existent, independent, even though the self, I, is, only dependent, is existing, even though the self itself, I is self-existing, even it is existing dependently. What even is existing by being merely labeled even though it is existing in a mere label called by the thoughts. Even the nature of self and the way it's existing is like this. But what in the ignorance completely believes the self as it is existing wasn't from its own side without depend on any conditions, creator or name, or not like that. So this is the root of the. This is the root of the whole suffering. So this is this disturbing answer to the mind is rooted in our mind. So as long as we're not free from those, as long as we don't remove these disturbing and subdued minds, then we're not free from suffering. Even though we don't have this, this present body. So therefore, the only way to eliminate this whole entire suffering and all the root, that is the disturbing and subdued mind, that is the one in the Holy Dharma. there's no other way. The pure path that's shown by Guru Sakyamuni Buddha, of the such as fundamental parts, such as the Four Noble Truths, you know, all the that Gurusatyamana Buddha has shown, you know, the three first disciples. All them, this is the, this fundamental part, Four Noble Truths, all this is what we, the methods, you know, what we should achieve in order to, to liberate oneself, from a hole, one's on samsara, and also to liberate all other sentient beings from samsara. So anyway, this time, what we have received, this time, you know, we have received such special, you know, precious human body, qualified to add freedom to richness. Besides that, we have met, you know, perfectly qualified, virtuous guide. Who is able to lead, you know, who is able to show the whole path from the beginning up to the enlightenment into one soul, we have met. And also from our own side, we have lived Dharma wisdom to be able to discriminate what is the cause of happiness, what is the cause of suffering. We have lived, you know, we have in Dharma wisdom to discriminate this, to be able to recognize this. So like this, we are, you know, extremely highly fortunate. So we have possibly an opportunity only to hear the teachings, to understand, and to actualize this pure, you know, this pure path. One such as the Four Noble Truths, one of those paths. One of the graduated Mahayana path, which leads to enlightenment. So like this, this precious human body qualified eight freedom transition is extremely, you know, highly meaningful. Any temporal meanings, any temporal happiness, perfections, anything that we wish, everything is possible to achieve with this precious human body. That is, you know, how, because with this precious human body we can accumulate, you know, all the cause of those temporal happiness, those perfections, and any ultimate goal, to receive nirvana, to receive great nirvana enlightenment. An ultimate goal, if one wishes that, you know, that, with this precious human body one can achieve, there's a possibility with this precious human body we can accumulate the cause, we can accumulate the path. even in each second, minute, hour, precious human body, you know, we can make highly meaningful, you know, to each sentient being. Not only, that we have possibility to make this life, to make this body, you know, or useful, beneficial to oneself. Not only that, not only for the human beings, not only for some number of people in the country, not only that, for all the, for each single sentient being that one can make beneficial. There's a possibility like this. To use this, you know, order to obtain happiness for happiness of each sentient being. So, what about this? Therefore, it is extremely important order to not waste one this such this, you know, highly meaningful, perfect human body that we have received one time. What we should make this highly, you know, we should by recognizing the great meanings of this life, then during this one time that we have, while we possess this precious human body qualified to eight freedom transitions, which is incredible opportunity, more than without being careless of it, without being careless of it, what then? By recognizing the great meanings of what it has, then necessary, what then? To all time to make it highly meaningful by putting all the effort there is, with great will. Then if you don't do this, if you don't, you know, while we have this precious human body, with this that we can achieve all these great meanings, then if you don't use for that, once this we have lost from our hand, this precious human body, once we have lost from our hand, then it is extremely difficult to find like this precious human body qualified to edit intelligence again. Extremely difficult to find, and this is what we have now. Although what we have received now, all this even does not last for a long time. It's definite truth that it does not last for all the 20 years, 100 years. So we possess this, we have this in our hand for a few years. For a few years we possess this. Then no more, it's gone. In a time, it has to be left. This precious human body, it has to be left in a time. So it is extremely important within this few years. Few months, few years, not sure. We cannot see. So, without cheating oneself by oneself. Then, order to be skillful with this life. You know how you use this life, how you use this body. It is extremely important to be skillful, to be clever, to be skillful. That is the most important thing, to be skillful with the life. One way of spending the life, using this precious human body. To be more skillful, that is the most important thing. That is the most important thing in this life than anything else. However, we have received, precious was qualified if his intention is receive such pressure in the body. So far, you know, it has been in our hand. But we haven't it has not been meaningful. It has not been meaningful. It can be made meaningful, but we did not try. You know, we have not been we have not been making it meaningful. We have not been using this pressure in the body to achieve these great meanings. So far. The not using, you know, or not using to achieve and the budget of the happy times of my great beings, such as the you know, or budget of the human being in the world of God. Or then to receive nirvana, the release from samsara, and to receive enlightenment, the highest blissful state, the enlightenment. We have only not been using this pleasure in body to achieve these great meanings, even though it has opportunity. And so far we have been we have been using this pleasure in the body for only meaningless actions. So far our life has been finished by doing only meaningless actions. All the meaningless actions with the so far our life has been finished by doing the work only for this life. Why it is meaningless? To obtain happiness only the happiness of only this life. Only that is how it's meaningless, because then work of this life, that you know how many times such as world works, you know, how many times one does, how much one put effort, how many lifetimes one spent. Well, there's no way to end it, there's no way to finish it, there's no way to complete it. World works, you know? We have been doing it from the beginningless samsara lifetime. Until now. Still is not ended. Still is not finished. So that proves very clearly. Other like this. So by recognizing that so far I have received the pleasure in the body qualified at 15 richness, but it has been always wasted without obtaining the great meanings. So now from today, from this time, it's uncertain, you know, how many months, how many years, how many hours I have to live, that I'm able to live. It's uncertain. How many hours of life that I have? You know, it is several hours, some hours, certain number of hours, certain number of seconds, certain number of minutes, from now until the time of death. So, however, it is short. It's very short. So, from now on until the death, you know, what I must. Oh yeah. I must be very careful, extremely careful, with my life. How I use my life. What makes determination in one's mind? What think? From now on, I shouldn't use my life, I should not spend my life, you know, for meaningless actions. What then to, I should use it only to do the, you know, meaningful actions. As much as, you know, the, you know, by putting all the effort that I have. Being very brave, without even little mind, without even little heart. All of this. So, then we're just making determination. Well, I'm going to make the life meaningful, highly meaningful from now on, you know, until that. But that's very good. That's very good. That's very good. But you know, we should know the means, you know, how to make it meaningful, and they are incredible. Many hindrances, you know, many hindrances to practice Dharma, to make a life, you know. To make a life meaningful, you know, by practicing Dharma. And then, to be always able to practice Dharma, to always use the life to achieve these great meanings, there's much hindrances. So we should know what causes all those hindrances and how we should overcome those hindrances. All those hindrances of Dharma practice. All those hindrances of Dharma practice, you know, what disturbs us, what obliges us to make a life meaningless. Not letting us to achieve the great meanings. And that is that's not by other people, that is not by surrounding people, you know, surrounding family, surrounding people, not outside people. But that is the main distraction is within one's mind. The disturbing answer to the mind. That which is dwelling within one's heart. This is the main distraction. However, the thought, the attachment, the seeking the happiness of this life, only seeking the happiness of this life. What is this evil thought? The evil thought dwells in Dharma. The attachment seeking the happiness of only this life. This is the main. Or the hindrance of Dharma practice. This we should recognize well, and we should recognize all time as, you know, all time as it rises in our mind. And if we can overcome, if we can face to this, if we can overcome this, you know, if we can fight to this, if we can, you know, as it rises, if we can recognize, and by recognizing, if we can face it, if we can, if we can do like this. So far, you know, this able to hold the Dharma, the able to seeking the only the happiness this life, only this has been controlling, this has been controlling oneself. So far, you know, didn't give any freedom to oneself, didn't let oneself to practice Dharma. It's one wishes, you know. And this able to hold Dharma has been using all the time oneself as a servant, as a slave, you know, as a slave. Always this able to hold the Dharma. This attachment, seeking only the happiness of life, has been using oneself as a slave, as a complete servant for him. What about this? Not giving any freedom to oneself. So now, if you can change this, you know, now, so far it has been like this. We have not been controlling the able to hold Dharma, you know. He has been controlling oneself. So from now on, if we can change, you know, oneself, you know, able to control the able to hold the world Dharma. If we can change like this, you know, not giving freedom to the able to hold Dharma, you know? Like this. Before, the able to hold Dharma has not been given freedom to oneself, you see? To create the cause for happiness, to practice Dharma. So, if we can change this, now one control the able to hold Dharma, you know? And don't give freedom to him, you know? Other like this, then, then there's no difficulty at all to practice Dharma. Not that practicing Dharma is so easy. What then? Day and night, you know, or what? One is able to, you know, control the able to hold the Dharma. One is able to grab, you know, like this, grab the able to hold Dharma in one's hand, like this. You don't let to go anywhere, you know, from between the fingers, you know. Don't let to come out, you know. If you can control like this, you know. Then practicing Dharma, there's no difficulty. So easy. Very easy. Then day and night, wherever in our one lives in the city, even one lives in the family, you know, or working in the family, you know, then, even one doesn't live in solitary place, in the cave, things like that, you know, one can constantly practice Dharma without difficulty. Because practicing Dharma practicing Dharma is something to do with the mind, something that has to be done by the mind. It's action of mind. So, I like this. Mm. So the way to the way to you know. Mm. Just by thinking, you know, I must control this able to the world dharma, this the evil thought that is attached to that is six and all the happiness of this life, you know? I'm going to control, you know, just thinking like this, you know, that alone doesn't make it stop rising. So, in order to stop rising, the evil thought of the original Dharma, which does not let one stop to practice Dharma all the time, well, that is it. What's the remedy to that? So, that is the best. The remedy, that is the meditation on the all of the impermanence and death, you know? Meditation on impermanence and death. Not only meditation on impermanence and death, just thinking, oh, I will die in a time, you know? More than just thinking like this. Just thinking like this. Sometimes rising this thought, you know, oh, I will die in a time. But this is not enough. This even the animals they have in thought of that, even the animals have, even the person who never met Dharma, who never practiced Dharma, everybody they have. I will die in a time. This is not sufficient. That can't benefit so much. Can't help so much to control this this evil thought. What we should meditate. That is the actual time of death is uncertain. You know, when it will occur, that's uncertain. So this is the main thing, you know. This is the main medicine. This meditation is the main medicine. It's the main remedy to stop, to control to destroy the evil thought, you know, seeking only the happiness of this life. Then, you know, also, one should understand the shortcomings of the evil thought of the Dharma. If you know how harmful this is, you know, evil thought of Dharma, how it is so harmful, for my temporal, even for my temporal happiness, perfections, you know, besides to achieve the ultimate happiness. ultimate goals, you know, how this is so disturbing to me, you know, how this is so harmful. Deeper you understand, stronger you feel, more shortcomings of this evil thought down, you understand, you discover, that much, you know, you want to renounce, then that much the will strongly rises to renounce the evil thought down. Yeah. As soon as you recognize, oh, now he's coming. Now he's coming. Now this devil is coming, you know? Oh, coming, he's coming. In the door of my mind, to destroy my professions, to destroy my peace, my profession, my happiness. Temple ultimate. So then, very easy, you know? Oh. If there's very strong thought to renounce the evil thought of the Dharma, so very easy, you know, to control it. So therefore, very important to understand the shortcomings of this evil thought of the worldly Dharma. Well, like this, just to think like this is very useful to, you know, the shortcomings of the Eightfold Dharma. This Eightfold Dharma, this is the one that, you know, who, you know, this is the one, who, you know, who, you know, who didn't let me to make the, press him about qualified as faith and tradition is highly meaningful. And this, you know, this disturbs me to receive the ultimate happiness. How it disturbs me to receive ultimate happiness, or such as nirvana, you know, enlightenment. Well, then to receive nirvana. The draw of the path to nirvana, the thought of renouncing samsara, the suffering realm, simple way of talking, the samsara. This is draw of the path what I should actualize. So as long as this evil thought of the world Dharma, it is dwelling in my heart, there is no place to generate the realization, the thought of renouncing samsara. Impossible to receive nirvana, you see. And to receive enlightenment, first one should generate bodhicitta. In order to generate bodhicitta within one's mind, one should generate the thought of renouncing samsara. That has to be generated first. So again, if the the evil thought of seeking the happiness this life, if this is there, there's no place for the realization, the thought of renunciation of samsara. So therefore, how it is this so harmful for me to achieve the ultimate, you know, happiness, thing like this. And this is extremely harmful for me to even to achieve the temporal happiness, my temporal happiness perfections. Then, you know, to receive perfect human body again in the future life, you know, or then such as to be born in pure realm, pure field of Buddha, you know, at the dead time, or then to receive, you know, the body of the happy transmigrated beings, in the human beings, worldly gods, or then, and the, the main cause for those is the moral conduct. Good karma, the moral conduct. So this is What keeps me away from keeping the precepts? Moral conduct, you know? Cause of those, temporal goals. That is, this, again, this evil thought will drill down, seeking to happiness this life. This is the one which keeps me away from creating the cause, you know, those cause, the good karma. So even I have taken precepts, 1, 2, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, even I have taken 5 precepts. But what makes me to break up these precepts? Not taking up others' life, not drinking wine, not stealing, things like this. Such misconduct, what things like that. What makes me to find very difficult to keep this precepts, to create this good karma? What makes me to find very difficult? What makes me, my mind confused, difficult to keep precepts and to degenerate the precepts even I have taken? This is by the, you know, by this devil, the evil thought that will be done. But then, because seeking too much, you know, the happiness of this life, suddenly you, feel careless of the, the creating good karma, keeping the moral conduct, what things like that. To have perfect enjoyment in the future life. Like those worldly gods, like the kings, like the modern wealthy people, you know, who have all, you know, perfect enjoyment, who has all the enjoyment. To receive like that, you know, in the future life, that depends on accumulating the cause and the creating the cause. That is practicing the charity. Charity. So again, this evil thought will hold it down, you know, it disturbs me to create this cause for to receive the result of great enjoyment. You know, receiving all the enjoyments, whatever one thinks, you know, without any difficulty. It doesn't let this evil fall down, doesn't let me to practice charity. It makes me to cling in the the material possessions. Once in the body, material possession, merits, virtues. The virtues. And it makes to feel miserliness, you know? Miserliness to cling. Doesn't let me to practice charity. Even when I try to practice charity, some beggars especially came to to receive charity. Even I met the condition. I have received the condition to my charity. This rises and makes action of charity impure. It doesn't make it virtue, you know, it makes it impure. But then, it makes, you know, it disturbs to a pure motivation. Think, if I do, if I this Beatitude, and the always, you know, always they will tell other people how I have been kind, how I have been kind, you know, more than compassionate. More than this, I will get good reputation. Good reputation. Also, other people see I'm making charity. So other people will see me how I'm generous. So it makes him able to hold down. It makes the motivation impure. Impure. What about this? It makes you not become dharma. What about that? Or then expecting, and if I do this help, or this person will help me. If I help him now, then later on, when I am bad, many people, they ask, you know, they only. When I am difficult, when I will have difficult life, you know, when I have no more money, when I have no more wealth, you know, material possessions, or this person will help me at that time, you know, expecting to receive help, to receive something from that person in this life. What thing is that? So then, like this, how it disturbs to receive great enjoyments in the future life. It disturbs to receive great enjoyment in future life, also in this life. And because many good karmas we experience in this life, you know, not necessarily to wait for future life. Or what we experience doesn't mean karmas, doesn't mean only what we have had in the past, doesn't mean that those causes of suffering, happiness, what we experience, many of these karmas we have had in this life. So also it this, you know, inevitable dharma, it disturbs. To receive, you know, perfect surroundings, like you know, always have perfect surrounding, you know, friends, families, you know, always harmonious, you know, harmonious, always harmonious, you know, getting along for whole life, you know, always having peaceful relationship, having perfect surrounding, you know, they listen to whatever you think, whatever you said, like that, you know, not even, you know, much difficulty in the relationship, and that is the perfect surroundings. So, to receive like this in the future life, it depends on fighting with karma, you know, practicing patience. So, again, that. Even we have heard Dharma, even we have heard much teaching about how to practice patience, you know? How patience is important, how anger is extremely harmful, you know, even though we have heard much teaching, but finding very difficult to practice, to put into action. You know that it's good, very good thing to try, but in action you find very difficult to practice. When you meet such condition, when you meet such a certain person, you know, find very difficult to practice patience. even somebody reminds you, if somebody reminds you, don't get angry. There's no point to get angry. Remember patience. Practice patience. There's no benefit at all getting angry. No benefit at all to yourself, to others. You know, no one single benefit. Only practice patience. Even somebody reminds, even one Dharma friend, you know, you know, who is meditating with you, who is meditating with you, and even you try to remind, person doesn't pay attention, you know, in that time, you have to pay attention. Probably he might hit the person who says, you know, you must practice patience. You know, if he, you know, if it's unfortunate, you know. So find it very difficult to practice patience. Again, you know, rising anger, and by rising anger, unable to control, you know, anger uncontrollably rises, you know, from the depth of the heart. Without choice, you know. Kind of completely, you know, by completely seeing the situation is completely true, you know. Completely true, you know. Reasons, you know, what you say is completely true. Believing it is completely true, and the anger, you know, uncontrollably rises. So that's again. That's caused by the evil thought of world is dharma. Like this. Because you see, the mind is seeking too much the happiness of this life. You know, my happiness. My happiness. You know, my happiness, right? With the self attitude, you know, so the person whom you get angry, he disturbed by saying some words or by by saying some words or by where he look at you, you know, where he look at you, not with smiling face, but kind of cool, very cold face. No? Kind of he's a movement, you know, something that he dislike. So he disturbed, to one's own happiness. You don't like that, you know. So it disturbs to one's own pleasure. Because it disturbs to one's own pleasure, so the the able to hold the dharma, what you want is the happiness of this life. So that didn't become successful, you know. So that's how the anger rises. As one thinks that much, the happiness is love, wasn't there? That much strong anger, quicker, you know? That much quicker, and that much strong anger rises. Depending on that. Then, as the anger has risen, or then it completely destroys, you know, all the good karmas, all the merits, what has been collected by oneself in the past times, in the present times, it destroys. Undedicated to merits, the anger completely destroys, you know. Even the dedicated merits, you know, it disturbs. And it postpones to receive the result. You know? It makes to take much time to receive the result. Well, not like this. So that's how. It makes to take long time to receive the realizations. You know? Like that. Even just to tremble the result. The tremble happiness of the good karma. You know? Well, not like this. So, like this, you know, the able thought of dharma is extremely harmful. So many times prior to jealous mind, pride, the jealous mind, anger, those things, many of those, you know, are the miserliness, and all those unsubdued, disturbing unsubdued minds, you know, all this disease, you know, all this our mental disease, all this, it's caused by this every color of Dharma, which seeks, you know, the happiness of this life. That, you know, this makes, you know, to rise those negative, those disturbing negative thoughts, you know, one after another, you know, like this. And, like this, so like this, you know, how it's so harmful, then to receive, you know, the perfect, even temporal happiness, you know, the perfect soundness, to a perfect sound in the future. Although like that, the few examples like that, you know, and this is the, again, you know, main distraction to realize Shunyata also, the absolute nature of the self, you know? To recognize, you know, the selfless meaning, the absolute nature of the self, you know? Well, again, this is one of the greatest hindrances. Which doesn't let you to, well, then to meditate, it disturbs to meditate. It doesn't let you to meditate on to recognize the emptiness of the self, you know, to concentrate upon that. Also to achieve samatha, you know, the tranquil abiding, this one, which is based on the one pointless meditation. One of the greatest hindrance, you know, to achieve this meditation samatha, that is this every thought of the worldly dharma, you know, seeking happiness this life. This is the greatest distraction. One who is able to renounce this, he can achieve quicker samatha realization. Nothing like that. However, then, you know, even when we try to meditate, even if we try to meditate, 1 hour like that, you know, even if we try to spend 1 hour, but then actual time that we meditate is maybe 5 minutes or 10 minutes, you know, like that. Most time, either fell asleep or either, you know, even you try to meditate, but mind, you know, without choice. First you begin the meditation, after some time you're lost in the distraction. Then you have wasted the whole hour like this. Nothing. All that is it. All those distractions are done, you know, caused by the and the by this able thought of worldly dharma. So during the meditation time, you know, if you check up, it's very clear. If you try to check up, you know, during the meditation time, whether you're meditating on the Vishadamana Buddha or on whatever object that is, you know, whether you're meditating on the graduated path, or whatever it is, you just check up. What is the thing that, what is the cause that which takes your mind away from the meditation object? Most of the objects, you know, most of the thoughts which arises during meditation, which which doesn't lead to continuously maintained in that subject. That is, if you check out, most of the thoughts is, remembering certain objects, that one is attached. So that is one is attached. That means to, that means the eventual dharma. That is, you want that object, for the happiness of one's own life. So anyway, this is able to, however, if it is able to the world dharma, that's seeking only the happiness of this life. So, what disturbs us to not have good meditation, even for 1 hour, even for 10 minutes, that is it. It is able to dharma. Like this. Then, all our, we can, we can transform just living in the city, living in the family, working there, doing every job. There's a possibility from morning until night, each single action of body, spirit, mind to become dharma, to become cause of enlightenment, to become cause, to be free from samsara, to receive nirvana, open to receive all the happiness in the future life. There's a possibility, to become cause of those. But, not to become all these actions in dharma. Becoming worldly dharma, becoming holy dharma, becoming worldly dharma, all these actions, worldly dharma, what a meaningless action. All the works of this life. Why all this non virtue? The works of only the works done only for the happiness of this life. Why? Because it brings the result of this karma, that is rebirth in the in the realm of the suffering transmigrated beings. What in such as suffering the animals, what in those other sentient beings, such as Pathas, Nara beings, those are the sentient beings who have much heavier sufferings. So it brings in those bodies, body of the lower beings. So therefore, in these all works that is done only for the happiness of this life, and those are worldly dharma, those are non virtue. Because of the result, the suffering result of this. What are these? What makes the from morning until night, from morning what the angel are the going to bed, action going to bed. That's the last action of that day. So, all that, it can become dharma, but what makes it not become dharma? Doesn't let all these actions become dharma. More than like this. For this, if you just meditate, from this morning until night, if you just meditate like this, try to remember each actions. Try to remember each actions, drinking, eating, talking, holding. Or if you just meditate, think, try to remember with what kind of motivations I've done this, by checking, one can see very clearly. Like this, and then this month, this year, like that, from birth time, then one can see very clearly. not only that it disturbs to practice dharma, you know, like this, the way I, not only that, how it is dealt with the kind of happiness is. Normally, all these problems, you know, problems that even you stay alone, are feeling aggressive, depressed, even you alone. All these problems, you know, that we have to go to all the psychologists, you know, the psychologists or the doctors, and so, all these things, all this mind, you know, disease, all these things. You know, very scared, you know, very scared to live alone, you know, all these things, you know, all these various things, paranoia, and all this kind of, all these various disease, mind disease, and all the problems of, you know, all the problems of one couple, you know, the husband, wife. All the problems, what they experience all the time, all the relationship problems. All the problems what one experience in the family problems between parents and children. Often, teachers and students, all these problems. So many of these confusions. Killing each other. Killing each other, cheating each other, or destroying each other, harming each other, or fighting each other, or all these worries, all these, you know, worries that we in the family, you know, that you know, one couple has, you know, all these worries of the life, the whole thing. How your conclusion, so all our problems, if you check up, we would find it's caused by, you know, all this are caused by this evil thought of the little Dharma. You know, how the conclusion that is, all the negative karma that we collect in this life, that we find difficult to purify, and all the bad reputations that we receive, all the sufferings that we experience in this life, all these terrible things, all these things that we do not wish, all these things caused, have arisen from what? From this evil thought of the Dharma. The desire of the happiness, this life. This is the root. This is the main disease. This is the principal disease, you know, of the whole confusion. The whole confusion. This dissatisfaction is the root of whole confusion. One like this. So it's very good to meditate like this on the short time itself. I just repeated, you know. When you meditate on this, you know, very good to remember each of your problems and how, you know, remember problems that you problems of other people, you know, think how, you know, this was caused by this. You can see very clearly how it's caused by this. Then you know, how to say, check with this. Then it's very good. Then you can see so clearly how this evil thought of Dharma is, you know, really poison, worst poison, you know, worst disease, worst poison. With all whole confusion of life, whole problem of life, that we have to have many things that we, you know, that we, which keeps our life so busy, day and night, much worry, all that is completely came from this, caused by this. So, I like this very much. So the best, so best, you know, method if one wishes to renounce this, to control this, then there is the impermanent, the meditation impermanent state. So we think a little bit on the remedy impermanence that, you know, then we stop. So very good, you know, the, this. All the problems of this satisfactory mind, the able to hold down, you know. Oh, that's very good. Actually, you know, all our life, if you watch, if you watch back, like, you know, like reading your biography, you know, your own biography, you know, if you remember all your life biography, you know, if you watch, and if you watch other, you know, the whole world or all outside people, you know, movies, televisions, if the city, in the city you watch that city outside, you know, that time you watch other people, the whole thing shows so clearly, whole thing shows all the time so clearly the shortcomings of the satisfactory, you know, shortcomings of the able to hold down, problems of the able to hold, problems of the able to hold it down. Even you go to a movie, that's what it shows. Even you watch television at house, that's what it shows. All the time. Problems caused by the able to hold down. All the time. What about that? How are you about them? Now, what, you know, many people die. Many people die. Many of our friends die. One after another, like this. In our family, even one's family, you know, everyone's family, one after another. You know, unexpectedly, suddenly. It doesn't range, nothing. We did not range from birth time. Or you die this time, you know. You die this after this year. You must die this. It's not fixed. It's not in range. You know, we do not talk. You know. But on the unexpectedly, what's happening is, many of our friends that we know, people that we met, suddenly that goes, that leaves. Suddenly, you know, that friend leaves. Go to the future life. Suddenly, all of a sudden, that, you know. You hear that in one day that person, you know, this person died. This person died, and that kind of this person died in this country, or something like this. Or in the family. Like water bubble. The water bubble in the water, you can't really say which bubble will pop first. You know, you can't really say. It's uncertain. What are you watching? This finishes, that finishes, that finishes, that finishes. Like this, just exactly like that, you know, that suddenly occurs like this. You know, while you are seeing it, while you are remembering the person, that he is doing something, work, driving a car, doing something, business, teacher, something, goes like this, suddenly leaves this world. So like that. Like that, you know, what it happens to other people. Like that, it can happen to me soon. Like that, it can happen to me soon. It's very quick, you know, It's very quick. Now it's about my turn. In the family, now it's about my turn. The dead, my turn. Then one day. Then one day suddenly. Oh, now I'm dying. Suddenly, in this thought comes. When death happens, maybe heart attack, something. Something suddenly happens. Oh, now I'm dying. Then that time. Mind is very tired, exhausted, very upset, extremely upset. And families are all crying. In the one's own family, all crying. And keep busy, suddenly keep busy, calling doctors and what to do this, what to do that, what to screaming. Oh, eyes full of tears. What then? Like this happens to other people, like we see now happen to other people, what this can happen to our own self? Then you know yourself is dying. I'm dying. Now I'm dying. Really I'm dying. My life is gone. The breath is very strong. Double breathing out, so strong, breathing in is very weak. So, like this, in such state like this. No methods at all. Finished completely. And mind is extremely upset, full of fear. No method at all. Then remember all the past karmas, what I've committed. Think very clearly. Having fears of the future life, suffering the lower realms, fears, and even during the death is being experienced during well once at a time, seeing the fearful coming visions, all kinds of sound, all kinds of voices, the commonly created protectors, very fearful beings. Yourself is surrounded by them and carrying all kinds of weapons, shouting like that, saying, beat or kill or things like that, Then mind is full of fear like this. Eyes open very big and legs, hands moving, face showing very fearful, very upset, very fearful face like that. Like the person who is brought in a prison, to be punished, like that face. What about this? Then that time, then the name, one's own name is called dead. The name is joined with the dead. Like to think sober, normally it's not joined with the dead, but in this time, it got called name dead. The body is taken at the cemetery. One is just named dead. And the body is taken at the cemetery. The consciousness, body is at the cemetery. Body is at the cemetery. In the box. In the ground. Something like that. Flowers around. Or the consciousness. Consciousness is, then occasion to the patient in the traveling to the lower realms. Then all the families are completely left at the cemetery, in the house, left, eyes full of tears. What? Not even one single method. All the material possessions that was collected, all the material possessions that we have collected by oneself, by feeling much negative karma, by cheating others, earning so much, so much, or taking bad care, completely left. It's become possessions of others. Hmm. Wasn't like that. Then that time, whether one has, whether one has finished making business or not, whether one has finished writing a book or not, whether one has finished building a house or not, whether one has finished, what in the, court, discussing at the court, case, spending much money, whether one has finished or not, whether one has finished studying or not in the schools like that, whether one has finished traveling or not, whether one has finished in the, getting degree, getting job, or however, whether one has finished not getting interest, getting interest or the interest, interest from bank, from people, by doing business, everything is completely ended up by impermanence and death. That time, what is finished or not? What on such? So that time. So this death point is the most difficult point of this life. Most dangerous, most difficult point of this life. So therefore, this experience is definitely to happen to oneself. Definitely to be experienced one day by oneself. So therefore, when as one has freedom now, then without cheating oneself, without cheating, oneself by oneself. I must, practice Dharma as much as possible. But then, my preparation for the happiness of future life. But then at least, even one can't escape from the dead. Even one can't do that, by having achieved the higher path, by completing the path, escaping from the dead. The escaping from the circle of death and rebirth, but at least to the even one can't feel highly realized beings, at that time going mind being extremely happy, like going for a beautiful park for picnic. Like going back to a father's house, going back to home, going to home like that, It's like extremely happy at that time. Even one can't be like that, And then at least to not have fear, to not have to have a comfortable mind, to have confidence. To have a comfortable mind at that time. Confidence. Whether to not be born as the Lordians. Whether like that. At least if one can't do that, then one must try. To not have fear, to not have doubt, fear at that time. Then this at least, what I must do. What I make, it's a very important to my decision like this, one's heart now, and then make preparation for that. What I like this. So the whole conclusion is Dharma is the only thing that which is useful, at that time, all the time. And so one should make decision, to practice Dharma all the time. However, one can't stop in the worldly actions right away like this. But more Dharma, less worldly action, if one can try, then like this, this is what we should try. Actions to become more Dharma, then worldly action like that. I think stop here. Then I think that's very good that I think you people have organized this center, and then each weekend come to maintain like this. Extremely good. Then I'm sure Geshe-san, he might come to give teachings, and the Sangha's coming. I think very good, to mention on different lambda subject and different time. And that's very good to remember for the memory of the oldest, to remember again the meditations, to not forget. Then I think it's here. Then we'll dedicate the movie. Mm. Жирдэж мэдэж нь мэдэ бүдэж ээдэн варс нарчанэр маанс бүдэ My mind, other sentient beings, they generated, well, what is generated in the mind of other sentient beings, they increased. Then I achieve Buddhism, Buddhist enlightenment, and later every single sentient being, in the Buddhism, Buddhist enlightenment states, as quick as possible. Jai 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 Jai